whoop, whoop, whoop. Oh, what's occurring on Time Shock?
What's occurring?
John in Milton Keynes has been on saying, oh God, have I missed the bean or know what's occurring? Just popped into Tesco's for some pop for the footy tomorrow. No, it's all fine. Here she is. It's Sabina. Hiya.
Hi.
You're right. I'm really good, thank you.
Thank you.
Are you coming to our World Cup party tomorrow?
I am, and so are my friends Joe and Kim.
Joe and Kim?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about them.
Well, Joe and Kim, they both went to my nursery and primary school and have been friends like absolutely ages. Yeah.
Okay, so they're your best mates?
Yeah.
Do they like football?
I don't think so. No. I think we're more into theatre, to be honest.
More into theatre?
Yeah.
Okay. What have you been doing today?
I went with my mum to a rosebud garden in Hampton Court, and I did some revision in amongst the roses, and then I had like a ice cream on top of a pancake thing.
Lush.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It was okay, but unfortunately the strawberry sauce was that stuff out of a bottle. It tasted like glue. Wasn't they nice?
Strawberry sauce do you normally have?
Usually fresh ones, you know, freshly made strawberry sauce.
Did you shout out, where's my fresh strawberry sauce, darling?
I would have, but I don't think I really could have got away with it.
I love it that you make your own. You don't make it though, do you? Does your mum make
it? My mum makes it,
I thought so. Like, who has time to make strawberry sauce apart from mums?
You knew that Sabina's mum, if anybody would be able to make fresh strawberry sauce, it would be her though.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow. I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Cool.
You have lots of fans. Do you know that?
Yeah, I heard you.
Yes,
say
I do.
I'm famous in America.
Famous in America now. You've broken America.
Wow. I only have one friend in America, and he's like a six-year-old friend of my father's.
Oh, okay.
Now I have more.
You have many more now, yeah.
Thank you.
I think there might even be a Facebook group. Seriously. Of appreciation for you.
Oh, cool.
All right, let's play today's game.
Oh, what's occurring?
Becky, have you got any... Oh, no, you've got some sisters, haven't you?
Yes.
No brothers?
No.
How many sisters?
Two.
Who's more attractive, you or them?
They are. Now, my cousin, we were having this conversation a few weeks ago, and my cousin has got a theory about this, and that is that the younger sibling is always the better-looking one. And me being the eldest. What are you doing?
No, no.
You just mouthed to me. That is not true.
No, I said that
no,
is true.
No, you didn't. You said that is not true. So
no, I didn't.
From that, I'm assuming that you have a younger brother.
Yeah, my brother's way hotter than me. Because that's really... I feel wrong saying that, but he is a good-looking boy.
My sisters are both prettier than me.
Oh. Hi. Sabina, what about you?
I've got a brother called George and a sister called Tamara.
Okay. And who's the best-looking one in the family?
I don't know. You can't ask me this.
Are you the best-looking?
No. Yeah.
Are you, though?
I'll let you decide.
We're only going to meet you. We're not going to meet the others.
I'm in your photograph.
Well swerved. Well swerved. Okay, well, Smooth Talking Dan went on to the Streets of Stupid earlier, and he asked five people, who's hotter, you or your brother or sister? How many of them thought that they were the hotter one, Becky?
Three.
Sabina.
I'll say two.
Let's find out.
Oh.
So we go into Stupid Street. Dan asks them, who's hotter, you or your brother or sister? How many of them said, I'm hotter actually.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
Yes, I do. Brother and a sister.
Who do you reckon's more attractive, you or your brother?
Me.
What about your sister? You're your sister, who do you think?
She's more attractive than me, I'd say.
In the pecking order, it goes your sister, then you, then your ugly brother. You got brothers or sisters?
I got a younger sister.
Who do you think's hotter, you or your sister?
Probably my sister.
Okay, is she pretty attractive?
Well, everyone calls her Julia Roberts lookalike. She's got the beauty, I've got the brains.
So you're ugly but clever.
Yeah.
She's hot but real stupid. God. Smooth. Have you got any brothers or sisters?
One sister.
Who do you think's better looking, you or your sister?
Me.
Really?
Yeah.
She looks a bit rough.
Yeah, she does.
But you look pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it's up to you, isn't it? You're supposed to tell me.
I think you look nice, yeah. But definitely you and your sister.
Yeah. Definitely.
Jack and your parents think that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you got any brothers or sisters?
I've got one brother.
Who do you reckon's more attractive, you or your brother?
Me, definitely. He looks more masculine than me.
You got any brothers or sisters?
I've got a big sister, yeah.
Who's hotter, you or her?
Me. She looks like me and I'm supposed to look like a guy, she's not.
So your sister looks quite manly?
Aye. What are you trying to say about my sister?
Oh!
And smooth talking Dan, not so smooth there at the end, as he almost gets into a fight. What are you saying about my sister? I counted three there.
Oh.
I think. I was too busy listening. Should we say three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Three it was.
Oh. What's occurring?
Next one. Sabina, you know Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yes.
Do you know her?
I don't know her personally, but I know who she is.
Right, so you've never met her?
No.
No, me neither.
No.
She was on a show the other night called Move It, Shake It, Rule It, Rule It, Who Do You Think You Are? And that's a show with a theme tune by the Spice Girls.
Oh, yeah.
And they find out all about your family and stuff in the past.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You know the one?
Yeah, I do.
And they always have a really interesting past, don't they?
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker's relatives were involved in the Salem witch trials.
Mm. Oh, because she played a witch in Hocus Pocus, that film of the witches.
I don't think that was why she got that part, but it's a coincidence, yes.
Mm. Oh, it's one of my favourite films.
My sister likes that as well.
I love that show and those shows in general because, like, your relatives were never something really average, were they? It's like, oh, actually, your great-grandmother was Cleopatra.
Oh.
Really? Excellent. It's never like your great-granny was a, you know, something normal. Like,
a dinner lady?
A dinner lady or a cleaner or something. Like, they're always some major historical figure.
Yeah.
Anyway, Sarah Jessica got really got really into this and loved the whole experience. She was very impressed. And through the whole thing, she was like, oh, wow. This is amazing, wow. How many times did Sarah Jessica Parker say, wow, when being told all about her family, Sabina?
11.
Quite sure of your answer.
I didn't watch it, though.
10.
Let's find out. Okay, here's SJP on Who Do You Think You Are? Wow.
Wow. Oh, wow.
This.
Wow.
Oh. Who you mentioned.
Wow.
So he would be.
Wow. Oh, my God. Oh,
God.
Oh, my God. Wow.
There were 12 in there. Sabina!
Yay!
Gets the point.
What was that song?
That was Nice Music. Was that? It probably was R. Kelly. Oh, it was Craig David.
Is that the one about taking your jeans off over your heels?
I think
which
so.
I always think is a bad move because you're only going to get your foot stuck in their leg.
You're going to be hopping around and that's not getting you in the mood for love, is it?
Wow.
Well done, Sabina.
Thank you.
Oh. What's occurring?
Last one. You know Fabio Capello?
Fabio Capello, yeah.
You know him, don't you?
Yeah. I do.
Well, he wanted to tell a world-class sports reporter earlier about... Listen to Sabina giggling then. He wanted to tell a world-class sports reporter about some big breaking news in the world of sport. Are you all right, love?
I know what this is going to be.
What?
I know what this is going to be,
Do you?
Think.
I don't know what you mean. Right, it's a simple question. Let's get to it. How long could Fabio Capello keep this world-class sports reporter on the phone for before they lost interest in the call?
Last time it was like 7 minutes. I'm going to say 4 minutes. 4 minutes.
Whoa. Okay, Becky?
2 minutes.
Okay.
I can't even remember. I mean, I don't know.
So you're saying
just
two?
Just to guess, yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Fabio calling somebody from the BBC who knows a thing or two about sport.
Hello?
Oh, Mark, it's Fabio.
Hi, Fabio.
Mark, how are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
Your Welsh is coming on. Your Welsh is coming even better since we last spoke.
We're not going to talk about my accent again last time, Mark. I've got a world-exclusive interview for you.
Fabio?
Yes, with Bex. David Beckham.
Before you give me the world-exclusive, are you ringing me from the training pitch at the moment?
Yes. I'm just on the side of the stagey touchline
right
thing.
There?
On the side of the pitch.
Which pitch?
The San Siro pitch.
The San Siro? Heck, you've got all the way back to Italy, have you, ahead of the game tomorrow?
Right, anyway, that's where I am. And ringing about the interview with Beckham, do you want it?
Yeah, please, yeah, is he with you now?
Oh, well, yes, he is. I offered it to Robbie Earle, but he's not answering his phone.
Is he not?
No. So you're my second choice. Hang on a minute, I'll just get Bex.
Is he here? Oh.
Just let me just tell you a joke, David.
Oh, Mark, he's such a funny man. Right, how are you, Mark?
What joke did he tell you?
He told me one about a tennis pianist.
No offense, David, but I can't make out a word you're saying. It's just like a dog whistle.
I got the joke wrong anyway. I said it was about a tennis pianist, but it wasn't even about a tennis pianist. He don't play tennis at all, does he?
Are you enjoying spending time with Fabio, David? David?
I'm still laughing at the pianist. Right, hang on. Right, what questions do you want to ask me?
Who's been teaching Fabio Capello Welsh?
I don't know. I've got to go now. I'll pass you back to Fabs.
All right, this will be good.
Hang on.
Get it right.
Oh, is it back off? Hello? Hello, Mark?
Are we back now, Fabio?
Yes, sir. I think you wasted that opportunity there with Bex a little bit, if I'm honest.
I've got to go because I'm halfway through watching a very important game.
So, anyway...
My phone bill's going to be massive when I get back. Do you realise?
Bye!
Good. Wow, who'd thought that's an all-star interview right there? David Beckham and Fabs Capello. Fabs.
Don't make me think on both feet.
Good. Right, that was 3 minutes and 6 seconds, oh. Which means that it's closer to Sabina than it is to you. So to be Sabina, where wins today's Oh, What's Occurring? I Can't Speak. So we'll see you tomorrow anyway at the World Cup Partey.
Yes.
All right, yes. You and your friends, Joe and Kim, bring them along.
Yeah.
And some flowers, you probably will anyway.
Yeah, I'll bring some flowers.
I thought you would. Okay, and we're going to play a special version of Oh, What's Occurring Tomorrow. Are you up for that?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. It's on a Friday for 1 week only.
Cool.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. Scott, am I on it?
Sorry?
Am I on the special Oh, What's Occurring?
Yeah, you are, yes.
Okay.
You're playing cool. As normal.
Oh, cool, cool. Okay.
All right, then.
Bye.
Bye now.
Oh, what's occurring?